From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. will send 560 more troops to Iraq to help shape the fight to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter made the announcement Monday in Baghdad, where he is meeting Iraqi leaders and his commanders on the ground about the next step in the campaign.
The envelopment of Mosul occurs in a pincer between a movement from the south by Iraqi security forces and a movement from the north by Peshmerga forces. Both will be supported by and enabled by U.S. and coalition forces.
A senior defense official says the Iraqi forces' recent seizure of the Qayyarah Air Base near Mosul marks the completion of the coalition's first 10 plays toward defeating the Islamic State. The United States is relatively quiet Monday after a weekend of protests sparked by the shooting deaths of two African-American men by police in the states of Louisiana and Minnesota. The U.S. is also trying to cope with the killing of five police officers in Dallas, Texas, by a lone gunman who was killed by police. Mike Rollins, the city's mayor, appeared on NBC television Sunday.
Can we, in a moment of crisis when officers are fallen, forgive? Can we disagree without demonizing? Can we see a better narrative as opposed to just absurdity, that there is redemption as we build this great city? I believe we can, and I believe we will.
President Barack Obama will visit Dallas on Tuesday. This is VOA News. The first public sign U.S. Democrats are trying to unify ahead of their convention in Philadelphia in 2 weeks is expected on Tuesday. That's when Hillary Clinton, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, will be joined by the Democratic rival, Senator Bernie Sanders, at a rally in the northeastern state of New Hampshire. The Clinton campaign says the two candidates will discuss their commitment to building an America that is stronger together and an economy that works for everyone, not just those at the top. There is widespread speculation that Sanders could endorse Clinton at that rally. There is heavy fighting between rival factions in South Sudan's capital Monday. The fifth day of violence began just hours after the UN Security Council called on the leaders of each group to control their armed forces and warn that the attacks on civilians and UN facilities may constitute war crimes. Former rebel leader Riek Machar joined President Salva Kiir in issuing an appeal for calm.
This is an interruption to the good process which we have initiated. We want to continue this process of dialogue among ourselves, resolving issues so that the country comes out of the conflict. So we are calling on all the population, all South Sudanese, whether armed or not armed, to respect ceasefire.
The rebel forces and the Sudan forces fought each other in a two-year civil war that erupted after the president fired Machar 3 years ago. The recent fighting broke out Thursday and is believed to have left nearly 300 dead, including a Chinese UN peacekeeper. Al-Shabaab fighters temporarily overran a Somali government military base west of Mogadishu Monday, killing soldiers, seizing weapons, and military trucks. A Mogadishu official said the militants controlled the base for about 3 hours before leaving. Al-Shabaab attacked the same base in March this year, seizing military trucks and rockets. Typhoon Nipartak hit China's coastal southeastern Fujian province during the weekend, killing at least six people and leaving eight others missing. Before landing in China, Nipartak blew across Taiwan, where it left at least two people dead and scores injured. The storm, which is no longer a typhoon strength, is expected to severely impact China, which is already reeling from flooding in the central and eastern parts of the country. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is celebrating a victory after his ruling Liberal Democratic Coalition posted a landslide win Sunday in the upper house parliamentary elections, taking more than half of the seats. Analysts say he may now have the votes to push through changes in the country's post-war pacifist constitution. For details on these stories and more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.